Welcome to the shadows of our financial history, a tale of power, deception, and the slow erosion of freedom. Today, we journey through the murky corridors of interest rates, taxes, and income, tracing the evolution from a time when charging interest was seen as an unforgivable sin, to an era when taxes ignited the flames of rebellion, and finally to our present day. A time when the structures governing our income have morphed into a monstrous creature that preys on our hard-earned wealth. Long ago, many societies shunned the practice of usury. In a world where lending money was an act of benevolence, the idea of profiting from another's misfortune was taboo. Ancient laws and civilizations across the globe declared that interest, the hidden tax on prosperity, was a sacrilege. To charge interest was to betray the sanctity of human decency. A practice so abhorred that it was even illegal in certain epochs. In these times, money was meant to serve the people, not to enslave them in a cycle of debt and despair. Fast forward to the birth of a nation. In the crucible of revolution, taxes and the control of income became rallying cries, a tangible symbol of oppression. The American colonists, already burdened by a distant monarchy's demands, were pushed to the brink by levies imposed without consent, without representation. Every tax collected and every restriction placed on personal income was a reminder of the tyranny they endured. A state-sanctioned extraction of wealth that stripped away the fruits of their labor. And so, in defiance, they took up arms. Their fight was not merely against a crown, but against a system that had commodified life itself. The revolution was a desperate bid to reclaim the very essence of liberty, a stand against the creeping encroachment of state power over personal income and prosperity. But as the revolution's embers cooled, a new, more insidious enemy began to emerge from the ashes. In the aftermath, interest rates, taxes, and the management of income, once tools to fund public services and nurture growth, evolved into mechanisms of control. They transformed into predatory instruments designed to siphon wealth from the many to line the pockets of the few. What began as a means to build a nation has degenerated into a colossal apparatus of extraction, a state that thrives on the perpetual indebtedness of its citizens and the steady erosion of individual income. Today, we live in a world where the promise of prosperity is shackled by a tax system that feels less like a civic duty and more like an act of theft. With every percentage point taken from our income, every fee imposed, and every hidden charge, our earnings dwindle. The very structure that was supposed to protect our freedoms has become a labyrinth of financial traps, where the weight of taxation threatens to crush the individual spirit. The creature of taxation combined with the relentless capture of our income has grown monstrous, an ever-hungry leviathan that devours our potential, our dreams, and our future. Yet in the darkness, there is a glimmer of resistance. We are the inheritors of a legacy forged in defiance, a legacy of questioning authority and standing up against injustice. It is time to awaken, to scrutinize the forces that conspire to diminish our sovereignty by manipulating interest, controlling income, and extracting exorbitant taxes. We must reclaim the narrative of our financial future, dismantle the machinery of exploitation, and demand transparency, fairness, and true accountability from those who govern us. If you believe in a future where your hard-earned income is yours to keep, where freedom is not measured by the taxes we pay, but by the opportunities we seize, then join the conversation. Educate yourself, share this message, and become a vigilant guardian of your financial liberty. The shadows of history are long, but together we can bring them into the light. Subscribe, comment, and share this video if you're ready to stand up against the creeping tyranny of modern taxation and the constant drain on your income. Let's ignite the spark of change, because our future and the fruits of our labor are too precious to be stolen away.